Judith Weisenberger.
I have a statement here. I have two statements.
I'm going to ask you to spell your name first.
W-E-I-S-E-N. Correct. S-E-N-B-E-R-G-E-R. My first statement I've been asked to read from Linda Lauer, the Grafton County Commissioner from Grafton District 2, and I have her full text here. I've edited it a little bit. To the Site Evaluation Committee, Northern Pass employees, and the members of the public who have taken the time to be here tonight, first, please accept my apologies for not appearing in person. Prior personal commitments prevent me from being here tonight. However, I've asked that this statement be read because I wish to express my very strong opposition to the Northern Pass project as currently filed with the SEC due to the high probability of uncompensated economic damage to the businesses and citizens of Grafton County, both from the 11 miles of overhead transmission lines and from the 70 or so miles of proposed underground lines. The proposed line has the potential to cause serious economic damage to Grafton County because of the route that has been selected. To people unfamiliar with this part of New Hampshire, underground lines sound like no problem. The reality is the proposed route is a problem. We're not like southern New Hampshire. We don't have a lot of road choices to get from point A to point B in the North Country. We don't have many businesses up here. We have big businesses up here. We have small businesses. Small businesses like Chef Joe's Catering in Franconia can't afford to lose customers while construction goes on in front of their facility. Lost River Gorge in Woodstock can't afford to lose tourists who decide that rather than travel Route 112 and put up with road closures and delays from construction, they'll go somewhere else for the day. Campers will stay away from Lost River Valley campgrounds because who comes to the White Mountains to see and hear construction? I've always felt that if I complain about something, I should provide a reasonable solution. The easiest solution and the best solution for my constituents is simple. Don't build Northern Pass. With that said, I understand that power is needed in southern New England, and I understand that private companies need to make a profit. I strongly encourage a second look at a compromise solution, burial along the I-93 corridor. Legislation is once again active to designate I-93 as an energy infrastructure corridor. Closure of one lane of I-93 wouldn't have a tremendous impact. We all go through it every summer. In conclusion, I ask the Site Evaluation Committee to look at alternative solutions for Northern Pass. The current route, whether above or below ground, will cause irreparable and uncompensated economic damage to the citizens and small businesses of Grafton County. Linda Lauer, Grafton County Commissioner, Grafton District 2.
Thank you, Ms. Weisenberger.
And this is my statement, Judith Weisenberger, Sugar Hill, to the SEC members. You hold a sacred trust to get this right for the people of New Hampshire. If Northern Pass must be built in your view, then you owe it to all of those who love what makes New Hampshire unique in this country to favor its citizens over Quebec, private companies, investors, and Massachusetts and Connecticut's consumers. You must investigate burying all of this down 93. Economic feasibility is in the eye of the investor. Denying 93 as a possible solution shouldn't be made by Northern Pass, but by truly independent experts. Maybe they could consider charging Massachusetts, Connecticut consumers a surcharge to mitigate their burying cost. We are counting on you to do the right thing for all of New Hampshire. What's right for Sugar Hill in the National Forest is right for Weeks Park, Forest Lake, Coleman State Park, Indian Stream, Lost Nation, etc., etc., etc. We are counting on you to do the right thing, as other states have done for their citizens. Thank you for your work.
Thank you.